Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radios, radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for caring to be present. And I am always praying for more inspiration, to be more inspirational so that you are motivated to be ever more disciplined as a disciple of truth and a bearer of light, and to realize that it's not just my responsibility, but it's all our responsibility to show up in this now moment, being able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our being able to do that which is truly in our own best interest, as is evidenced in the global initiative that is depopulation and genocide in this pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, disenfranchisement, and dissatisfaction and discontent and all of that disfrequency. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to go further, to go deeper, to reach higher, to know that there is no wealth that we'll ever have that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked. To come to a point and place where we have no shame about really playing ourselves bigger as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to realize that to be supremely intelligent means that we have no fear about standing in the integrity of our own authenticity, and we know of a surety that that is what we should be doing. Being successful capitalists is not necessarily the fullness of what life is here. And it definitely isn't the purpose of existence, since capitalism has founded itself on the subjugation, the domination, the usurpation, the degradation, the violation of other beings, the rape and abuse of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and the disenfranchisement and degradation of all of the people. And we cannot participate with it and really have the fullness of ourselves. And we give thanks that we're in a now moment where there are so many people on the planet who are having the realizations, the revelations, and the epiphanies that there's more to life than working every day for a dollar until you die. And to know that death is not what destiny actually is. And to come to a place and space where we're differentiating between the path of life and the path of death. And that we're choosing to get off the path of death, the path of adulteration, the path of working, 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 and buying, 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 and, you know, just being completely distracted as to what the real purpose in existence is. And I am the one to emphasize that there is purpose in being that is beyond just the acquisition and accumulation of things. That we should be in a place and space where we are cultivating and developing the truth of ourselves, the wealth of ourselves, the light of ourselves, the high ethic and morality and the dignity and the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And even if you don't want to live forever, to realize that forever is the absolute reality, and that we each have come from somewhere else. We did not come up out the earth. We've come to the earth. It says, from the dust we've come, and to the dust we shall return. The dust is not the dirt. Although it is the minerals of the earth, in addition to the life force that we're breathing in, enlivening us, as well as the water that is the medium of intelligence that helps to provide the nutrients into the cells and flush the toxins through the cells and put us in a place where we can consistently be regenerating and rejuvenating as the earth is rejuvenating and regenerating and doing what it needs to do in order to purge herself of the toxicity and whatnot. And we have to come to a point and place where we'll stop doing all of the foolishness that is creating so much of the devastation and degradation, the pollution. But to realize that capitalism is not the light of the world. And so our successes in capitalism or being educated so that we can participate as the profiteers from the degradation, the disinterest, the disenfranchisement, the dis-ease and the despair of the people, whether we're the psychologists, the psychiatrists, the doctors, the lawyers, the judges, the police officers and whatnot, to realize that there is more that we can do to really be in harmony and attunement with the will of existence, the purposes of existence, and the love and joy and the beauty and divinity of existence itself. We have to realign ourselves with that which is absolute reality, which is phenomenal, which is magical, which is mystical, which is unfathomable. But we're in it, and we're blessed by it. And to dwell in the blessedness of our being, to realize how blessed we each are with each and every breath. And to know that that is how intelligent the intelligence of existence is, that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone, everywhere. And we're able to tap into the phenomenalness of our being, the genius of our being. And so all of the degradation and all of the pollution and all of the poisoning and whatnot is as a result of the people themselves being poisoned and distorted and rendered dysfunctional. But we don't have to stay in that state. And that state of being cannot last indefinitely. Because there is no way to be out of alignment with life and survive it. And as we are really thinking more and consciously knowing that it is our capacity to think that allows us to come to know and to know ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and that we are able to tap into the divinity of existence and the divine mind to bring solutions to the problems, no matter what they are. The intelligence of existence is greater than any of the devastation that man can create. Man in his divided mind, man in his misplaced priorities and misplaced loyalty. But otherwise, to understand that man should be the manifester of the will of existence itself. And that wombed man is the perpetuator of lineages of people, and the quality and the substance of the mind of womb man is that which ensures the progression of the people if she's in her right alignment. But our being out of alignment with the responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment, our being out of alignment with the purposes of existence in the exaltation of a full effort and a full life's urge puts us in a place and space where there's no way to really, truly prosper if we're a detriment to ourselves. And to know that we're in this now moment where we are being called to come into alignment with the purposes of existence, the laws of existence, and to know that this is where we have the greatest degree of prosperity and wealth, when we are rightly attuned and in alignment with that which beats our hearts and breathes us, to realize that we cannot be a detriment to ourselves. We can't kill ourselves and have greater and fuller living. And that the money, even though we can appreciate love and appreciate the money and being able to exchange fairly for the goods and services and products and supplies and all of the things that we use money for, but the money is not greater than the wealth of the people. The money is not greater than life itself. The money is not greater than the trees themselves. And so to be in a mindset where we are really reverencing the divinity of life itself, and that we're caring to live fully, to exalt a full effort and a full life's urge, to be in a place where we are no longer complicit and complacent with our own cellular oppression, And that we're realizing that the pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease that's manifesting itself as the obesity, the diabetes, the cancer, the sarcoidosis, the AIDS, the HIV, the herpes, all of these issues that are crystallizing in our tissues, we can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified. But we have to have a right orientation in terms of who we really are. And we cannot begin to take on the identity of a disease and think that we can heal from it. You cannot consistently say to yourself, I have this and I have that and I am this and I am that. But you are not affirming the truth of who you are as the I am that I am. That is truly the spirit of the living God that is dwelling in that temple. The spirits that we are have come from other places, and these bodies are our homes until it's time to go forward from the earth. But we should not be dying here. We should not be suffocating in our bodies filled with all manners of toxicity and acidity and mucus and parasites and worms and organisms and all of these things that are shutting the life force down. And the government has no rights to infringe upon your right to be right. It has no right to legislate wrong and sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity and collective learning and education and the path of prosperity. The government that is not attuned to the order of existence or the responsibilities that they have to ensure that the people, the populace, and the children have access to everything that is needed in order to facilitate their greater good and their natural progression in self-actualization and self-realization, so that their gifts and their inheritance and heritage is cultivated for the good of the whole of us. See, not being rightly aligned and taking responsibility to influence everybody else towards being out of order is a detriment. We call it wickedness, where you don't care to be right, where you see the progression of your error and too pompous to accept the error of your ways and consciously care to correct. And then there's this conspiracy of silence where nobody wants to talk about the elephant in the room in terms of the amount of obesity and diabetes and the sickness and the illness and disease and all of these children who have cancer and leukemia and whatnot because they've been fed the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and breakfast cereals and cow's milk and cheese and all of these things that have created all of this issue, and having sisters who have poisoned all of their lives come to a place where they are now giving birth, and if they're able to carry their children to full term, then they're not wanting to breastfeed, then they're feeding their baby soy, and they're trying to give them all manners of cereal, and it is just hideous to be in a place and space where there's just this progression of error, and the doctors and the hospitals and the nurses and everybody is conspiring against life because they will not commit to being completely cleared and cleansed and purified, so that we are literally serving as vehicles and vessels of the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the hands of God, the heart of God. And we are creating heaven on earth because we are rightly attuned and rightly aligned with the truth of ourselves. We want to go to these places where we think we're worshiping and hoop and holler and be moved emotionally, but then we don't care to really be right, rightly aligned. We want to accept humanity as sinful and fallible and imperfect and not strive for anything greater. But when we see the way that other civilizations have risen and fallen, have come and gone, and we sit back and we'll say, well, you know, nothing's new under the sun, and other ones have come and gone, and we shall come and go, that really is no consolation for the babies who are fighting for their breath whose skin has become so scaly because of the eczema and the psoriasis. They were born in a toxic womb and womb full of so much mucus. We are in a place and space where we can be completely renewed and rebirthed if we care to be rightly aligned, to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that we are all well and all right. And it's all right to be right. People want to make it seem as though it's a bad thing to be right. Would you rather be right? Or would you rather be loved? We want to be all of it. We want to be in a place where our integrity and our high ethic and our morality and our sensibility and all of that that we should have as maturing ones, that it is ours, because that's what we take with us, the substance of ourselves. We can't take the money, and we can't take the things, we can't take the cars, and we can't take the homes, and we can't take all of that. We can move forward with the experiences, but the experience where it does not add to the true substance of who we are and what we are is not as valuable as the substance of who we are and what we are. And to truly self-actualize and self-realize in this now moment as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence gives us leverage over the forces of divisiveness, those ones who would lead us astray, the wolves in sheep's clothing, and those who have and are serving their own selfish self-interests, and those ones who think that they have the right to undermine the intelligence of us, to always do what's in our own best interest. And see, that's what psychology has done. It's put us in a place where the advertising and the sublimation and all of these things put us in a place where we're all right with poisoning ourselves because it tastes good or it feels good. But who we are as the children of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we would refer to as God would have us be in a place of mind where we care to walk in the integrity of ourselves, to not allow anything to enslave us, any body, any substance, or anything. It is the true nature of an intelligence to care to be liberated. Nothing wants to be locked up and bound. But we see the nature of a people who try to lock up everything and bind everybody, put us on a DNA lockdown so that we are unable to really invoke and call forth the greatness of who we are, that we're in a place of self-denial. We don't even acknowledge the greatness of who we are or the divinity of who we are, nor do we care to really walk in the integrity of it. To have a society that prefers to be inebriated and intoxicated, to be in a place where they're always high, is a low. The height comes from the virtues of character that are consistent with the truth of who we are. The highs come when we are truly walking in the integrity of our right alignment with life itself. The high comes when we are on the heights of supreme intelligence and consciously doing what is ours to do in nourishing and cultivating and loving and honoring life itself and the gift of life itself and being those who are the vehicles and vessels of other beings coming to the planet, of other souls coming forward to glorify and honor the lineages that we represent. There is a height and a high that we get in living because we care to be loving, because we care to go deep within ourselves to radiate the light and the truth of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. There is a height and a high that we experience when all we see is the divinity of being, the God that is everywhere, and that we're all participating as points of it, and we want to be rightly aligned. We want to see everybody rise. We want to restore the divinity of ourselves, to raise up as a restored humanity. There is a height and a high that drugs and marijuana and all of these things could never give us. And it just seems as though as you get older, and see, this is what oppression does. Cellular oppression puts you in a position that after a while, you are all right with being subdued. You are all right with being lethargic. You are all right with being slowed down, anesthetized, to be in a place and space where you've lost your luster. You've lost your vitality. You don't even try to get it back. You are all right with getting old and having the degradation of your violation charged upon you so that you won't even lift your voice to your creator and ask to be cleared and cleansed and purified. We're in a now moment where we must activate the fullness of the faculties that we have been given as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Why would we not want to be godly when we are being warred against by the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil? There is no real salvation that we can experience except in the light of the truth of love and peace and poise and empowerment. But we cannot love to be inebriated, anesthetized, and in the depths of degradation and dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death. And then think that our money is consolation for us. Our money is a comfort for us while we accept so little when we can have it all. We can walk in the integrity of our own authenticity and authority as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence and dwell in the wealth of ourselves, in the wealth and the divinity of existence itself, and know that there is no lack of intelligence anywhere, and we can tap into our divine mind and create that which needs to happen in order to cleanse the waters and the streams and the rivers and to really restore the integrity of who we are as a humanity of people. We are in a place where it's time for us to know God and not just give lip service to that which we refer to as God, but to walk in the integrity of our birthright as these points of it, and to be all right with it. But it's very difficult to feel the divinity of your being when your blood is defiled with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and fish and alcohol and tobacco and sugar and all of these things that are cancer causing. And somehow people want to feel as though they can indulge in all of the things that create cancer and then not get it. Like it's not going to happen to you. You're invincible. But then you see your parents passing away from these things. You see those that you love pass away from these things, but you think you can do the same thing that they've done and avoid it. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical healing is necessary, but it is much easier when we accept the truth of ourselves as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that intelligence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and it is the intelligence of existence in which we're completely immersed. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. And our coming to a point where we are no longer committed to a belief systems or belief systems that have put us in a place where we still end up with cancer and diabetes and heart disease and all of these things, when we were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free, free from the sickness, the illness, the disease and whatnot. But you have to affirm the reality that you are this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and there is inherent perfection in existence, that I am presence that we each can call forward as the reality of ourselves has an inherent integrity to it. And being integritous with the intelligence of your own being is the foundation of our power and our empowerment and our wisdom in our care to stand as a resurrected people, resurrected from the ditches and valleys of degradation and the valley of the shadow of death, and to be in a place where sickness, illness, and disease are cast off and we are renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole to be healed. But we cannot love being out of order, and we cannot love being anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, and then think that we are free from dis-ease. And to know that there are those who are ill, who have set a precedent and an agenda for depopulation and genocide in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, and disease's multi-trillion dollar business in the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all of these things which are causing 90% of the global warming behind the meat industries. But then we don't want to do anything different. It's like, okay, well, y'all all right with the devil, the forces of divisiveness, having access to the hearts and the minds and the spirits of your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren that may never come into existence because your children and your grandchildren are being poisoned every day. And so we cannot be the hands that continue to oppress ourselves. We cannot be the hands that continue to serve death to our loved ones. We cannot be the hands that continue to support our own cellular violation and oppression and think that we can do something that makes sense when we don't have sense enough to be correct and corrected after following those who have been wrong for so long. Those who have been educated and licensed, certified, and degreed to practice medicine or psychiatry or psychology or any of the other sciences or things that confer whatever diagnosis and prognosis upon a people, but then they never ever come up with that which helps to facilitate the wholeness and the healing. To be in a place where you continually assault the cells and create more violation against the people makes you offensive and guilty in the oppression of the people. To have become a professional person and deny the responsibility of knocking, seeking, and asking for the solutions to regenerate, rejuvenate, and facilitate the true healing of the people means that you will miss yourself, as other ones will miss themselves because they did not ask or knock and they depended upon you to give them something that they themselves would not seek for themselves. We're in a now moment where it is our time to know that each individual one of us has to care to be whole and to align ourselves with the intelligence of existence and to do that which is oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and opening up all channels of elimination so that the toxins and the poisons can get out and the intelligence of our being can regenerate itself. We're in an hour moment. We're being called to rise, and our resurrection will be a glory unto all, as all is the very presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is the gift and the blessing and the wealth and the richness. As all there is existence itself. We can't create anything that's greater. So we might as well align ourselves with it. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended to provide us with a reality check, put us in a place and space where we are reminded that we are each so absolutely blessed with each and every breath, every beat of our heart, that we are always having the opportunity to think a greater thought, to do a better thing, to come to a point and place where we truly care to be able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment towards our greater good, but also as a result of being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And it's not something that we really want to talk about, but it's something that we are being slapped in the face with each and every day in terms of the amount of dis-ease, the imbalances, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, financial, cultural, economic. We have to come to a place and space where we care to take a look at ourselves and what it is we do on a daily basis, the thoughts that we're thinking, the resentments that we're holding, the frustrations that we're consistently meeting, but to come to a point and place where we realize and know that we have the opportunity to step into a greater reality if we care to do it. But if you don't care, then you'll continue to get more of the same thing that you've been creating, but understanding that we are creating all the time. And that in this now moment, we're sharing a collective responsibility towards creating a greater way, shifting the frequency of energy of despair and disenfranchisement and all of that to step into the reality that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent and loving enough to gift itself to absolutely everything and everyone everywhere, and to know that this is our birthright. It is our inheritance and heritage. Also knowing that we have the capacity and the responsibility to be able to invoke the greatness of the lineages that we represent, knowing that God is there first, God being the law, the order, the light that allows everything to work towards our greater good, to be in a place and space where we are no longer exalting the generational curses, but we are consciously committing to being completely cleared of our violations, our travails on the path of adulteration, the frustration, the resentment, all of the shame and game and blame and whatnot that we have been habitually supported in holding on to, in being in a company of the miserable. You say misery loves company. So a lot of times when you are ready to step out of that, then the people who you've been around sharing that frequency are wondering what's wrong with you. But now that we see that there's so much wrong in the world, then the only way to create a better world is to step out of the wrongness within our own selves and our own thoughts and our perceptions and our perspective. But our perspectives and our perceptions are very much influenced by what's going on inside of us, inside of these bodies in which we dwell. Sometimes we forget that we are spirits that are in the body, and we are not actually our bodies, but our bodies are our real home, so that in truth there really is no homelessness, but there is the reality that under a system of capitalization, an initiative of depopulation and genocide, that cellular oppression has been the methodology of undermining us to the degree to which we are really in a place and space where we are not able to respond correctly and directly as a natural thing, that we have to really step in the unnaturality of being able to really undermine the scripts that have been programmed, that we have the opportunity to really be beholding to that which is law, and to understand how the law works and to work the law so that those scripts and those programs and all of the things that have we've been paying attention to that have undermined our capacity for truly walking an exalted walk, undermined our capacity for truly speaking the exalted words and talk that allow us to always be in a place and space where we are transcending, transforming, and transmuting everything to our greater good, to come to that place and space where we are in love. We're in love. And being in love means that we are consciously dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Being in love means that we are in harmony with the intelligence of our being, that we are always in a better place in space because we are mentally holding ourselves in the absolute truth, that we're dwelling in the realm of eternity, and we are so absolutely gifted, so absolutely blessed with our own unique selves, and we have the opportunity to tap into that absolute and divine mind that allows us to create, that allows us to hold a thought, to hold a vision, to really manifest and will manifest that which we have desire for, that which we have need for, and to come to a place in space where the fulfillment is always happening because we are creating, and to create consciously as opposed to being impacted, negatively impacted by that which is showing up and then not taking responsibility for what we've done. And so it matters that we are rebuking and revoking any commitments that we've made in our lives or any commitments that were made in our behalf that no longer serve our greater good, if they ever did. And to understand the power of the spoken word, to understand the power of the thought, you understand, so that we are able to stand on behalf of life and stand in the light of the truth of ourselves, as opposed to reflecting the dimness, reflecting the distortion, the disenfranchisement, being in a place where we feel victimized by somebody else. We feel as though someone else has greater control in our lives than we do. And I'm saying, no, nobody has greater control in your life or over your life than you do. But if you refuse to take control of your thoughts, if you refuse to be mindful about your actions and to be centered from a place of right action, a whole action that facilitates wholeness, that creates a greater wellness, understanding and understanding, a conscious care to facilitate harmony and peace and love, and a greater rejoicing in the lives of everyone that you touch. It doesn't matter where you are, but to really get clear that your negativity, your frustration, your agonizing over things that you cannot change, your always exalting somebody else's thought and somebody else's opinion because you refuse to take responsibility for getting into that place and space where you can think a clear thought, that you can see the whole line of energy that you're putting out so that it comes back to you multiplied. So you want to be in a place where you are not stuck in the muck and mire of dwelling in the belly of the beast, or being in a place and space where you are always making excuses for what you won't do for yourself when you have opportunity to do for yourself. You have opportunity to think a greater thought. You have opportunity to move harmoniously with the order of existence itself. The earth is spinning, and regardless of what's going on the planet, she doesn't stop spinning. You understand, we're making adjustments. There's some shivering, quivering, and quaking going on. There's some adjustments coming forward as a result of all of the drilling. The plates are shifting. The earth is going through her changes, but she is still fully alive and living, as well as the sun and all of the frequency of energies of all the stars, the planets, the realms, and the worlds that are impacting and affecting us. We are in a now moment that requires us to exalt a full effort in our living, because people who have gotten to a point as a result of the cellular oppression, as a result of being assaulted and influenced by the impact and effect of chemicals concentrating, saturating, and contraindicating in your tissues, in your brain, in your bloodstream, then we have gotten to a place in space where it's harder and harder and harder to exalt a full effort in our living, because you keep choosing things that undermine you. You keep reaching for the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pussy mucus of cows and all manners of processed things and a lot of stuff that creates a lot of mucus and a lot of other stuff that creates a lot of acidity in the system. And so, therefore, undermining your capacity for consistently regenerating at the cellular level, consistently being renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. We're in a now moment that requires us to take full responsibility for what we're reaching for daily and what we're allowing to penetrate us, what we're allowing to influence our thinking, whether we're thinking or not, or whether we're just acting habitually without the centeredness in the order of existence or that which we refer to as God, to turn those habits into rituals of living as opposed to being habitually addicted to things, people, conversations, frequencies, and vibrations that undermine you. Put you in a place and space where you're not living your best life. You're not even striving to live your best life. You really are not even living. You're actually dying because you're killing yourself. So I'm just saying we have to come to a place where we stop and understand that capitalism and the desire for money does not justify how it is that we are being warred against systematically. And to know that it has impacted and affected everybody. The judges, the lawyers, the psychiatrists, the doctors, the surgeons, everybody has been impacted and affected by it. And those of us who become professional, you know, because of our education and whatnot, a lot of us have forgotten that we had duty, obligation, and responsibility to seek God's way, to seek the right way, to seek how to be in law, to really consciously care, to be influential towards making a greater change in the world. And not just a change in the world, but facilitate the progression of us as a people, as a humanity of people, not as a black people or a white people or Hispanic people or this people, but a whole reality of wholeness as beings. As intelligent beings who are completely dependent upon the forces of existence and that which we haven't even recognized in existence itself. It does not mean that it has no validity. You understand, that which is absolute reality and absolute truth does not depend upon us to acknowledge or accept it. Because it is causation, it is fullness, you understand now. It benefits us individually as well as collectively for us to really be humble enough to accept that we're just these little specks of intelligence, but still to understand the power of intelligence. And to consciously harmonize ourselves with the order of existence, the wholeness that is always being perpetuated, because the intelligence of existence, or that which we refer to as the supreme intelligence, or the supreme being, or the cosmic I am, or God, whatever you refer to it, the supreme being, whatever you refer to it as, we are sparked by it. The core of us is it. But under the subjugation of misinformation and religious training and whatnot, we're not accepting the divinity of our being. We are always making excuses about being in sinfulness as our nature and no one being perfect, so why try? We're in a now moment where the perfection of existence has always been there. It's an inherent part of existence. Perfection is an inherent part of existence because everything functions by the order of the law. And everything that is manifested has come in through the law of thought and activated through the imagination, and those thoughts that are fueled with conscious intention and love to be an enhancement, a betterment, to facilitate a greater wholeness, these things we are all benefiting from, regardless of what person, what personality, what individuation of spirit that it has come through. We have all benefited, and now we have the opportunity to be truly beneficial in the world, to be beneficial wherever we show up. And to know that our greatest prosperity comes as we are cultivating the wealth of ourselves, as we are consciously centering in the source of being, being resourceful, but understanding that the intelligence of existence, or that which we refer to as the cosmic I am, the supreme and absolute being of all beings, that being is everything and everybody. To call upon it is to call upon everything, but to really call upon the light of your own soul, to be in a place where you consciously care to be in a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, to be receptive and responsive to the sublime messages, to be able to hear what is not being heard audibly, but to be so receptive and responsive that you are able to move in a full faith and confidence of your guidance. And these things are active in everybody. But there's a lot of mimicking. We mimic other ones. Not of all of our ideas are original. We don't know where they originated, but they came from somewhere, somehow. And when they say, well, you have to have an open mind, you know, you have to be very mindful about how open your mind is. You know, because you don't want to be open to everything. You want to be open to that which is going to truly be an enhancement in your life. You want to be open to that which is going to inspire you, motivate you to really step forward into a greater good, into your greatness. You want to be open for that which is harmonizing, healing. But you don't want to be open to those things that are going to water down your life force. You don't want to be open to experiences and things that will plummet you into the depths of hellaciousness. You don't want to be open to just eating any kind of thing, regardless of where it comes from. You don't want to be open for everything. You want to be open to that which is going to be your enhancement, your blessedness, your greater. And being in a place and space where you're consistently accepting that, and knowing that a lot of times we have to really take responsibility for the depth of cleansing that needs to happen. See, a lot of people now, everybody's talking about being vegan and being vegetarian and animal rights and all of these reasons for why it is we are no longer feeding off of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, and all of that. And I'm saying, well, the greatest reason is because your body can't utilize it, doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything for it. It's creating sickness, illness, and disease. Being in a place and space where it matters that you are doing that which is creating greater oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, cellular regeneration for greater optimum thought. So that you're truly thinking. You're not just entertaining somebody else's thoughts. You're really thinking. You're thinking about what it is you truly want in your life. You're not leaving it to chance. You are getting real clear about who you are and why you are, and committed to being all that you are. And this is where we have the opportunity to have the greatest impact, to make the most expeditious individual, collective, local, national, international, and global progression. But if you don't care to be all that you are as light, all that you are as intelligence, if you don't care to really bathe daily in absolute and supreme intelligence, to be in a place where you realize that you're completely present in the presence of this absolute and supreme reality, that is life, that is divinity. If you don't care to bathe in the conscious thoughts of being so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, if you don't care to really bathe in that which is going to be renewing and rebirthing, regenerative, and allow you to consistently mature, to have the spark of divinity, that core essence of who you are, as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, then you have to consciously care to seek the cultivation, to seek that which is going to fuel your impetus and desire to walk in the intelligence of yourself, being in a place and space where you realize that education is okay if it really is bringing forward that which is in you. But most education is not that. It's a program, it's indoctrination, it's a license. It allows for licensing, certification, and degreeing that allows us to participate in the status quo. It does not necessarily empower us to create a greater thing. And we, at this particular point in our living, need the greater. That which is going to ensure the progression of us as a people, that which is going to literally reverse this downward spiral that humanity has come into, in terms of now being kind of human, but not being fully human, because we're not fully loving, we're not fully caring, we're not in high ethic and high morality. We are enslaved to passions and lusts and desires that dissipate and desecrate and defile and imposes itself on other ones. You understand? I'm just saying, we have to really understand that liberation allows for the high ethic and high morality, that it's not just about being vegan or vegetarian. It's about walking in the integrity of our divinity and our responsibility and ability to respond in any and every now moment towards the greatest good, the greater good, creating greater wellness and health and wholeness and understanding and understanding that allows us to be ever more rejoiceful with every interaction that we have. Anytime any two people come together, there's an ideal that is already there in terms of how these ones should interact with each other to enhance each other's lives. But most people are not necessarily oriented from a perspective of knowing that they have the responsibility to be an enhancement in other people's lives. There are those who feel like they can take and they can rob and they can undermine and they can capitalize and whatnot. And so they go into other people's places and they desecrate and defile and leave everything worse than it was when they got there. This is not God. This is distortion and dysfunction. And just because millions and billions of dollars are being generated from it does not mean that it is light. Whether it's the military industrial complex or the prison industrial complex or all of the trauma centers that, you know, are being fueled by the pharmaceuticals and the surgeries and the sorcery. And, you know, we have to come to a place where we will not do that which undermines ourselves as the proper response to being under siege, being mindful, being careful, to understand that as this frequency of energy of devastation and karmic debt, that we can circumvent a lot of it just by consciously caring to step into as much light as we possibly can, as quickly as we possibly can, and to do that by consciously clearing and cleansing and getting the sludge out. You understand? When they put you on blood thinners, they're putting you on blood thinners because your blood has become sludge. It's thick. And it's not oxygenated. So, you know, the blood has to flow through all parts of the body, from the top of the head, the tip of the head, to the tips of your fingers, to the bottom of your feet, to, you understand, we're systems of fluidity, and that fluid is being qualified by the substance and the quality of thought that we're thinking, our emotions, our food, all of it. And so we have to realize it's not just one thing, it's a whole thing in terms of how we truly triumph over systems of oppression, to realize that yes, they can put whatever they want out there, but none of it is greater than the intelligence of existence, and they can't create from anything that is not already present. And the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it is ever present in any and every now moment. It knows greater than what any one man or any group of men can assess. And to tap into the light of it is what we should be doing. Not misusing, abusing, distorting, rendering dysfunctional and undermining. That's not the work of light. That is the work of the oppressive energy. It's distortion, dysfunction. There's only intelligence, and everybody has access to it. This is the even playing field that we're all immersed in. They call it a unified field, but it is the greatness of what's available to us. We're in a now moment where we have opportunity to consistently make deposits into the cosmic bank. And those deposits are being made with our intention, our words, our deeds, our actions. And we'll always get something back from our deposits. The interest that accumulates by virtue of how well we are caring and loving and honoring and adjusting and refining and redefining. But to really understand that, to really mature, is to become more of the ideal of who the Creator is, as your absolute reality, as our absolute reality. We are held in the reality of eternity already. We're already in heaven. And as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, we should be literally creating heaven on earth. Everybody didn't understand it. Everybody's not committed to it. The issue is not what everybody is doing. The issue is, what do you want? Because we can transcend, transform, and transmute everything towards our greater good. And the more of us who align ourselves with the great good, with the God self, with the light, with the high ethic and morality, with the power of our choices on a daily basis, to choose life, to choose light, to choose wisdom, to choose to walk in the fullness of ourselves, and to understand that being a vehicle and vessel of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, it's about the greatest way that we can honor anybody's life, the greatest way to honor all. And it is duty, obligation, and responsibility in our now to do that. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.